3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How is everyone doing today? This is Alex, call me Brewery. I am your main host. I hope that everyone is doing well. I also hope that this episode helps you get through the day. If you are new to this podcast, you can follow this podcast on the following platforms. It is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can simply find this podcast on other platforms. If you do not have one of the listening platforms downloaded on your devices, please download it now. You are going to miss out on some episodes. You can follow this podcast on Instagram. Just press the follow button. You can subscribe to this podcast on YouTube. I have a disclaimer for this episode. I am not a lawyer. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not someone who simply gives people professional advice. I'm not licensed. I am not giving anyone legal advice and medical advice. I'm not diagnosing anyone. This podcast is not associated with Reddit. This podcast is not working with Reddit. Reddit is not sponsoring this episode. I'm simply forming my opinion. That is all I have for this episode. I have to read this one unpopular opinion. It is called Breaking Up Fights Are Dumb. So let me read this. I always find it funny when people are hollering about breaking up a fight. Do you think that you, a random citizen, can really stop two or more infuriated people from wanting to bash each other's faces in? No. If anything, intervention by anyone who isn't trained to de-escalate situations is just going to make it worse and likely get punched themselves. Best to leave it to the police or security unless it's your mom getting her ass beat or something. So that's the post. My thoughts are that it depends on the circumstances. It depends on the situation. In grade school, I remembered when I was in 8th grade, a principal broke up a fight for some reasons. I saw it happen. I can understand if people are scared to break up a fight. I feel that people break up a fight because it's necessary to do so. People break it up because no one should be going to jail. That's the last place that you want to be in. No one wants to have a criminal record. The idea that breaking up a fight is stupid, I tend to have mixed feelings about it, and I don't know if I should call it ridiculous or absurd at all. I just really don't know, but I feel that it's necessary to do so for some reason. So that's just how I feel. I want to discuss the fights that I have seen on reality TV. There were shows like Bad Girls Club, Love and Hip Hop, Floribama Shore, The Real World, Jersey Shore, MTV Challenge, Teen Mom, Black Gang Crew, Real Housewives of several locations such as Atlanta, Salt Lake City, etc. There are several reasons why these fights happen. I have mixed feelings about it. All I see is fighting, not an actual purpose. People are demonstrating on these shows. When I watch Black Gang Crew New York, for example, all I see are fights and arguments, not demonstrating your art very often, not demonstrating your skill as a tattoo artist. Most people I know are tattoo artists. They don't support these reality TV franchises because they know that they are about integrity and they have a lot to lose when they show themselves on these shows. They are fine without reality TV. I know the series wants to show the drama for monetary gain. You can actually watch fight clips from reality TV shows on YouTube. On these reality TV shows, there are several reasons why we always see fights. We have seen baby mother drama occurring on one of these reality TV shows. I've seen it on Love and Hip Hop and Black Gang Crew. I've seen it on Jersey Shore, Teen Mom, and a little bit of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. I always see people fighting because their relationship failed and why the relationship failed. Like, you're fighting over one person. I feel that's not worth it unless there's a real reason that person in a relationship meant so much to you. Yeah, disagree with me on that part. I hate seeing these types of fights because I always want to watch the show for the sake of purpose. Fights on these shows are common because it gives people something to talk about. It's no secret that it's entertaining. There were times where I watched fight compilations when I was in grade school and high school. Not so much anymore. Fights would be in a restaurant, the park, the mall, the neighborhood, schools, the projects. the classroom, etc. I just feel that it was seen as entertaining when I was in grade school and high school. Once these times were passed, I realized that it shouldn't be normalized. It shouldn't be normalized because it's done to embarrass someone. Social media always embarrass people. That's the type of power that they have. It can hinder your future and your opportunities. You can end up in legal trouble. You could possibly end up on probation. Not a lot of people can pay for bail because it's so expensive. If you don't want to pay for the crime, then don't do the time. Fight videos end up with hundreds of thousands of views. I don't think that this is fair because there are a lot of people who upload good videos on YouTube. You can always find compilation videos where people fight in Philly, the city of Love Park. The thing is that I'm not really surprised about it. People always resort to violence. Even if people are not in school and they're grown-ups and they live in, let's say, for example, Southwest Philly, Southeast Philly, South Philly, Northwest Philly, in bad neighborhoods, it's not a surprise that there can be a number of fights. Not saying that it can be a constant thing. When people apply for a job, for example, the job you are applying to, they look up your social media, they will look for everything about you, they do background checks. When people have a lot of stuff that's public records, it may be hard to apply for a job because it's bad. Because it's bad, I feel that you can't trust people who record fights just to be entertained. If these people are doing this in a way to publicize it and ridicule you, then it's not a friend. That's not your friend. People will show their true colors anyway, so these people will never be shit in your life. These people are not worth your energy. I remembered a lot of school fights when I was in middle school. There were some in sixth grade, seventh grade, and a lot of it in eighth grade. I remembered when I went to a good high school. It was a special admission high school. It was an arts performing high school. I was looking back on it before I read the post. The thing is that school fights should not be normalized. Fights have been around for a long time. The real reason why I'm saying this is that people can have little to no opportunities. There are people who want to go to college. There are people who want to have a high-paying career in grade school. There are people who want to go to a very good high school, not a regular high school where there are no boundaries. I know a high school in Philly where it barely has any boundaries because they allow fights. They claim that fighting is not tolerated, but it keeps happening. Maybe on a daily basis, maybe every week. These schools have a high rate of school suspensions. I know that fights have been very rare in my high school. It has happened before the time I was there. I remember the first week of high school. I was a freshman at that time. There was a fight on the bus. It reached local news, and these people went to my high school. They were expelled. There was an assembly. Our principal made an ultimatum that she was going to take away our public transportation bus passes if this stuff happened again. It affected the reputation of my high school, but it didn't hurt the school that much. As much as both of these girls were expelled, one of the girls went to a disciplinary school and the other one went to a private school. That was the update after these girls were expelled. I remember that there was a fight going on in my senior year in high school. It was in the school. It was just one fight. It was this girl who I don't mess with, and we definitely like know each other, but we're not that close. But she does not mean shit anyways. She was very sneaky, and like she was putting her hands on one of the people that I know very well, like one of my closest friends. And after that fight, she transferred to a public high school. She was not expelled for anything. She was not expelled. That high school that she transferred to is known to be bad as well. The fights that I've seen anywhere in high school, outside of school, it's in the past. I'm not thinking too much about high school and grade school. It doesn't matter because no one is going to ask you about your grades and what you did or what you were good at. That's why it does not matter. As much as I had a good high school experience, because there are not too many fights, I have memories there. It doesn't really mean shit anyways. I think what matters is knowing that you made a life milestone and avoided these situations as long as you are not involved in these fights. Overall, I don't waste my energy on watching real life fight compilations on social media because it hinders me from focusing on my life goals. My energy gets drained quickly. I feel that a number of people fail to realize that you can have a lot to lose. I still think about it till this day. The best thing for me to do is to walk away when people ask for an altercation. When it comes to these fights, a lot of people fail to think about how delicate the bone is in the body. It's not worth it. I've heard local stories, the one in Las Vegas, where a guy who was a convicted felon, he punched a guy in the face because the victim was allegedly staring at the aggressor. The victim was a father to 5 kids, and the father was also a husband. Later on, that victim died, so the guy who was the aggressor is sentenced to life in prison for murder. This is the prime example why people should keep their hands to themselves. Just because someone is not thin, you can't assume that person is going to recover. I don't mean it in a bad way. Life and time are precious. It shouldn't be wasted by focusing on bullshit and negativity. You should better yourself. You should know that you can have a lot to lose. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.